Welcome to All Well Stands Back to the Basics radio program. This show is broadcast throughout Africa via shortwave radio. Apparently people can hear the show sometimes elsewhere, even in portions of India, which is quite impressive. But you can also find the show at allwillstand.org. And if you click on podcasts, you can, if you miss a show, you want to hear other shows, or you just happen to hear it, they're up on there for free to go ahead and play, or you can download them as well. And so the purpose of these shows are to just simply get a bunch of basic stuff out there and just record it. Here's what the Bible says, and go over these basic doctrines. They're actually getting kind of hard to find nowadays. So they will be up on the website. Well, at the way it's looking, probably, and this is going to go beyond the basics here, probably until the Antichrist ruled government takes him down. Now, if the time isn't that for now, well, until it's no longer paid up. So, in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 29, Jesus tells of a story. Okay, he tells a story, a true story. Okay, we're going to talk about that true story, and we're going to talk about hell as a literal place of eternal punishment. Now, this is not a parable, as some people falsely teach. Mistakenly, perhaps, there is no sign anywhere that it's a parable. Well, we're not going to get into how that works, but this is clearly not given as a parable. It's given as a story. So, there's a question in here. And that question that is put out is the rich man we're going to be talking about. He wants him to testify. Testify against, so they are aware of his place of torment. And they don't come there. Well, to those who are listening via shortwave, I'm here to testify to you that there is such a place as hell. Today is a day where I'm going to do what this rich man, who to this very day, 2,000 years later, approximately, after Jesus told of this story, is still in this exact same place, a literal place called hell. So I'm here to warn you and do what he could not do, but the Word of God does, because it records that story for us to know as a warning. So let me go ahead and go over that story. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 through 29. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it happened that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am in torment in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great chasm fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you are not able, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, that they not also come to his place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Well, guess what? You, and I'm talking to you, you have the preachers, you have the missionaries, you have fellow believers who know God's word, who will preach God's word or speak truthfully about God's word, and those are who God is using at this point to let you know the very thing that this rich man was unable to warn his family about, or to send Lazarus, who also passed away, to warn his family about, so that you do not come to that place of torment where that rich man still is. I want you to think about that. 2,000 years later, this very man, his family now long dead, and unless they heard Moses and the prophets, unless they accepted God's free gift of salvation, his family has joined him. And not in a reunion type of sense. Also tormented. How exactly that works, trust me, you do not want to find out. The Bible gives us some hints about hell, but hell is not the place. It's a place that was created for the devil and his angels. It's not a place that you want to go or that God wants you to go. Matthew 25:41 says, then he will say, and this is speaking of Jesus, then he will say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire, having prepared for the devil and his angels. You see, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Total opposite. That's John 3:16. It's total opposite of this eternity in hell, eternal punishment. So either way, you could say there's eternal life because the soul does not die. Now, the problem that we have in this realm is you must not listen to other people. You must look into these things yourself. You must get a copy of God's word or talk to somebody who knows God's word if you don't know how to read, or you just don't know how to find it, or you don't want to wait to try to find it. Who's an actual Christian? So, here's the thing. I know that this is going out, and there are going to be Catholics who have a workspace system who are going to hear this. You need to go off of what the Bible teaches. For them, I would recommend a book that you could buy, and I'll just mention this briefly today because I know there's a lot of Catholic missions in Africa as well as anywhere in the world. The book is called Understanding Roman Catholicism. It's by Rick Jones. Now, I know from experience years ago when I had spoken to a devout Catholic who I worked with, and we went back and forth, that she gave it to her mom, like all these things that I had pointed out to her. And I actually have a Catholic cheat sheet on that. And so, just so you know, they have a rebuttal, but it's not biblical. Okay, so anyway, but for the vast part, Africa is also full of people and people who might listen to us anywhere in the world on the podcast. It's full of the people, you know, there's a lot of Muslims there. You go in other countries, a lot of Hindu in India. You got a bunch of different religions all throughout the world. Well, I just want to put this out there. You have the Bible that teaches this. And most, Muslims believe that Jesus was a prophet. Well, if you read the Bible, not just the Torah, but if you actually read the Old and New Testament, like a King James Bible, or whatever language you could read in, you would see that that's not who Jesus proclaims. And you can go on and listen to the podcast and you can see that. So if he's telling the truth, which he is, that he is actually our creator. So, and that's the claim here that we need to understand. Jesus is our creator. If you were to read Genesis 1:1 or listen to some shows up in the podcast about creation, you'll see in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Well, if you go through chapter 1, you'll find he also created mankind. So, our Creator, based upon God's word, which is true, is going to have the final say in what's actually correct and what's not correct. So, you have Jesus essentially warning in John 14:6. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. So, Jesus makes that claim that he is the only way to eternal life. He's the only way to salvation. There is no other. So, it's not something you can add. You can't just add Jesus as another God. Or you can't just believe that he was also a great prophet. Jesus' claim is higher now. He claims to be the Son of God. He claims to be the very God, the only God. Yes, God is triune. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Okay. But God the Son, Jesus, makes that claim as our Creator. And he has that right. God has this right to declare, this is why he died on the cross, declare that this is a way of salvation. And so when you hear this warning, this is where you got to take it. Okay. If you are of an unbelieving heart, you already practice a different religion, you perhaps worship God, so you say, but you believe in purgatory, you know, like a hell, basically, that has an end, it's not eternal, you know, that you could be there. Maybe you're really bad and you're there for a billion years, but you get let out. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that. That's part of the Bible that's not included. That gets into the Apocrypha. Okay, and there's a couple things there, but still, it doesn't match the Bible. It is not part of God's Word. It should not be. It's not included in most Bibles, but if you're Catholic, it is. Okay, it's included in the Catholic Bibles. Well, the point is, you individually are going to have to make a decision. So here I am. I am doing what the rich man still cannot do. And I am coming to tell you on his behalf, as a servant of Jesus Christ, who made that story, who told that story for us, for me to use to tell you. I'm coming on the behalf of this rich man, and I'm saying, please, consider your ways. I'm warning you on behalf of him who cannot warn you that right now, at this very moment, that man is still being tormented as Abraham, the great prophet Abraham, the father of Israel, the one who God made a covenant with, as Abraham said. You see, at this very moment, that rich man is still there. In Lazarus, no. Lazarus is still enjoying eternal life. So, let's take a look at a couple things. Matthew chapter 13, verse 49 through 50. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go forth, separate the wicked from among the righteous, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, we're gonna have another discussion about hell. This is part one of two. Because this is something that, you know, I don't know why. From time to time, it comes to my mind. So I actually was thinking about somebody. I'm not going to say who. But it's somebody who's known. Okay, a lot of people would know, especially in the English culture. And this person died maybe a year or two ago. And they weren't a believer. And if they claimed to be a believer, their fruit was rotten. They were famous. Very famous. And I will say this. They were from the United Kingdom. You're like, I'm going to Google this. Well, there's a lot of people from the United Kingdom who died in the past year or two. Famous. I'm sure. And I thought about the horror. Not saying that God isn't righteous, that this person doesn't deserve it. I deserve hell. I'm very thankful that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. And I'm very thankful that I was able to repent and accept a free gift of salvation. like you can. But it's just very sad because this person was a very troubled soul. And at first they went famous and they became known for being very troubled. It was a very sad existence. You have money, you have fame, fortune, I guess we call it, right? But it's not worth much. And I just thought, you know, I mean, I'm a nobody. But had I run across this person and had the opportunity to just talk to him and warn him to basically do what this rich man wanted to do with his five brothers and just warn this person. And so I thought about this. And I remembered the rich man when I was thinking about this. I know, right? Who thinks about stuff? Well, I do. And I think about it for your benefit. Because though I don't know you, and you who are listening to us, most likely, I will never meet you. But I'll tell you a story. So, I made this friend. And it was a political guy. And he had a website. And so, it's actually, if you ever were to go to allwellstand.org and give you a secret, at the very bottom of the page, there's a little link that says, "We will never forget." Well, if you were to click on that, it'll take you somewhere else. And there's a free book you can download. Anyway, it was this guy, Matt, kind of started it. It was a website, and we had some political stuff. And I got politically involved. And this guy and me, we became friends. And so we would talk. I believe he was a Mormon, and he believed all that stuff. And he went to Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I, no, that's not right. You know, but he would listen, and we'd debate. Well, I remember one day, we had a mutual friend, and I get a phone call, and he says, "Hey, Tim, I just wanted to let you know that Kyle just found out that he has stage 4 lung cancer." At the time, he was a little bit older than me. He was like 38. I think I was maybe 31. And I'm like, oh, wow. It's sad. Well, a little bit of time went by, maybe a week or two. And I'm having some people over. We're having a Bible study. It's a Sunday church Bible study. And we would go out to dinner afterwards. Great restaurant in Petoskey, Michigan called Cinerita. It's closed now. Great Mexican restaurant. Every Sunday, almost, we'd all go out after we were done. We'd have sometimes we'd have a Bible study last a long time. But, you know, most time it wasn't that long, an hour or two. Sometimes it used to last 4 or 5 hours. And we'd do fun stuff in between. It's me and a group of guys. But, I remember that day. We're getting ready to go, and I'm like, "Hey," I'm like, "No. Hold on a second, guys. I have to send out an email." For some reason, I had this just strong impression come across me to email Kyle and tell him. We talked a lot about conspiracies. Tell him about the conspiracy of conspiracies. And that was, look, the Bible's true. You have to believe God. You have to believe Jesus. You have to. So I emailed him. Well, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I warned him that, look, this is the truth, Kyle. This is the truth. I'm sorry that you go to that church. You have to believe me. But you know what I was to him? I was like the guy. I was like Lazarus. Lazarus warning him. That's what the rich man wanted. He wanted Lazarus warning him. So God used me to warn this person. Well, off to, you know, Cinerita I went. Man, had my great old, used to love that place. Quesadilla meal. That's pretty much what I'd get with some firecrackers on the side, like every week. Same thing. And, boy, I forgot about the email shortly thereafter. I was always busy working, busy doing some stuff, Bible, and just busy person. I worked a lot back then. 2 or 3 weeks go by, I get a phone call again. Hey, Kyle died. Oh, I mean, I just found out he had stage 4 lung cancer. I mean, 38. Oh, he smoked a lot. He did. But I mean, he's only 38. He worked in a steel factory. He's like, you want to know something weird? Before he died, he talked to somebody there. He was in hospice. And he said, I need to be baptized. And they said, if you get baptized, you're going to die right away. Whatever he was hooked up to. We have to unhook you to baptize. I want to be baptized. I want to be baptized. I believe I'll see Kyle in heaven. You see, he heeded the warning. But most of you listening will not. You're going to be like the rich man who would have heard the prophets that God had sent. Well, guess what? God is using me right now to talk to you, to warn you. Okay, this is not a joke. Do you want to be like the rich man and be like, oh, I should have listened to that man, to that opportunity that God gave me, where I heard his truth, because God was merciful. He made sure that you knew enough to start looking for him and he would be found, that you knew enough to truly seek after him, to find Christ, to truly repent and to avoid your future. Well, let's talk about hell a little bit more. Let's talk about Proverbs 9:18. It's just a verse talking about men going into bad women prostitutes. So here goes a man. Bible's talking about it. It's a little story you can take a look at in Proverbs chapter 9. He goes to that house that he shouldn't go to with the prostitute. And here's what the Bible says. Proverbs 19. But he does not know that the spirits of the dead are there. The ones she summons are in the depths of Sheol, which is another name for hell. Scary, right? Yeah. Well, let's take a look here at... also, I'm going to open up some software here too, but... John 15, verse 6 says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch is dried up, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Okay? We're also going to take a look at Genesis. Okay, I'm sorry, not Genesis. We're going to take a look at Job chapter 7, verse 9. Looking at Sheol as another word for hell. As the clouds vanish, it goes away. So he goes down to Sheol, does not come up. This is a real place. And if it's not, then the Bible's not true. But I assure you the Bible's true. One passage that I like to use, and I just pulled it up on my software. Daniel 12:2. And many of those sleeping in the earth dust shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to reproach and everlasting abhorrence. Now that's downright scary. Downright scary. Should be. So, let's take a look at Revelation 9:1. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. The devil. So, this is Jesus speaking to Capernaum. Matthew chapter 11, verse 23. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you have been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. 2 Peter verse 2, 4. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to Tartarus and delivered them in a chains of darkness reserved for judgment. Tartarus is another name for hell. We're going to be going over this with the other radio program, but if you don't catch it, Revelation chapter 20, you can look at 11 through 14 or 15, but for the purpose of this, we'll just go over verse 14. And death and Hades were cast in the lake of fire. This is second death. Okay. So, let me go ahead and I can't seem to complete this without going over Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And let me pull it up here. And as is appointed for men to die once, and after this, the judgment. So, if you want to, we're going to be looking at the judgment in the art show. But that's, once again, easiest to find, Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. So, I am coming to you today once again on behalf of that rich man. And I'm warning you that hell is a real place. It is a real place. The Bible is chock full of verses that talk about it. Shall we go over one more? How about Mark chapter 9, verse 43 through 48? Verse 43 through 48. If your hand makes you stumble, cut it off. For it's better you to enter life maimed than rather than have two hands to go to Gehenna, another word for hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot makes you stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame rather than having 2 feet to be cast into Gehenna, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye makes you stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God one eye, rather than having 2 eyes, to be cast into the fire of Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. No, Christ is not telling you to literally cut off your hands, your feet, or pluck out your eye. But that's the seriousness of hell. That is the very seriousness of it. So, Luke chapter 13 verse 3 says, I tell you, this is Jesus speaking, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Okay. So here's the problem. I could do a very nice show on heaven. We could talk about the golden streets. We could talk about the mansions being prepared. But unless you're saved, and the vast majority of the population on this planet are not saved, it does me no good to teach that. I mean, you could know nothing of heaven, but have repented towards God and by faith accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have decided you will no longer do those things. You realize you're deserving to go to hell, but you cry out to God and no longer wish you to do those things. And you believe into Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for your sins, the free gift of God. That's a reality. Now, probably there will be some people who have questions about salvation. I hope so. Please go to allwillstand.org. Now, if you've already heard quite a bit, maybe you just, there's a track on top, what Jesus did on the cross on the very top of the page, PDF. You can click on it. You can download it. You can email it to our people. But there is a link on there called Salvation. If you click on that, there is tons of information. You have the basic information that's necessary. But if you go all the way to the bottom, you'll see further in-depth doctrinal teaching. And there's Salvation 1 and Salvation 2. And you click on those, they have a lot of answers to pretty much any question that somebody can have. If you still have any questions, you can always feel free to email me, as long as the rapture hasn't happened, at tim@allwillstand.org. I'm more than happy to answer any serious questions that you might have. Anyway, please understand that today I came to you on behalf of the rich man who is still in hell. And I'm begging and pleading with you, please, please, seek God while he still may be found. Until next week, have a great week.